In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may remember from the 1970s the ancient astronaut craze, you know, Eric von Däniken's Chariots of the Gods. And, you know, for those of you who don't remember it, there was this fellow who's actually a con man, as we found out later, but he wrote this book going through all of this so-called archaeological evidence, saying, see, these were really space aliens visiting. And one of the things that he cited was this passage from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, and saying, you know, those are space aliens in spacesuits, and the wheels within wheels are UFOs, and so on and so forth. No, we did not just hear the gospel of space aliens. One of the things that we need to remember is that God and His holy angels are spirits. They, you know, with the exception of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became incarnate and then threw a monkey wrench into the whole ball of wax, they are spiritual things, and spiritual things do not have physical forms. However, they can appear in physical form. Now, we as human beings, we don't interact with spirits. How do we come to know things? Through physical reality. By seeing it, by touching it, by listening to it. That's why it was so very important that our Lord took upon Himself our frail human nature so that we could actually see God and hear God and, you know, come to know God in His person. Now, that doesn't mean that God didn't appear to people before that, but He appeared to them in such a way that they could understand His spiritual nature, and in really remarkable ways. A burning bush that is not consumed. Does anyone think that God is a plant? Of course not. But what that burning bush that isn't consumed, it foretold a great many things. Some, you know, when we get to that scripture readings in the future, we'll go through what some of the things that that burning bush, just by being a burning bush, tells us about God. God also appeared as a pillar of fire, a pillar of smoke, and as a still, small wind. Each of those things conveying a truth about God. And similarly, when the angels, the four living creatures who are the seraphim, appeared to Ezekiel, that showed their spiritual nature, their otherness, and their majesty in the glory of God. And when God Himself appeared, it showed His otherness and His glory, that He was so different from us, that He wasn't like the pagan gods, who were just basically bigger versions of human beings with human desires and human passions and human weaknesses. That, you know, God is different from us. And that is what is being shown to us in today's really remarkable and kind of trippy first reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.